One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We might as well just jump straight into it. I've been practicing how to say Dominik Szoboszlai, I think, for a few days, for about 16 hours now. silent Zeds, I mean, and that's a new thing for us. So yeah, for those who don't know, I'm sure you do by now, David Ornstein reported for The Athletic yesterday afternoon. Liverpool are exploring a move for Dominik Szoboszlai of RB Leipzig. Liverpool met his camp this week and he's the latest attacking midfielder to be considered. Yeah, so it kind of came from, it felt like there was a lot of talk around Newcastle, and then this one, you know, we've been saying for ages, we've been having these conversations before on off air, it's been like, it's the same names being, you know, it's your Laviers and your Gravenberges and your Terams, etc, etc. This was a relatively new link that came from one of the most reputable sources that covers football in this country. So it was something that perked up all our attention. I'm guessing it did the same for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you're right. When it's David Ornstein reporting, I think I don't like to do that kind of thing that some people do with the tiers of reliability or whatever, but
I think so, gold medal.
I think if anyone, you know, if anyone's at the top of that tree, I think it's him, isn't it? So, of course, you have to give it the due attention. It's an interesting name, not just because of the way it's pronounced. Szoboszlai, done well. We had a little sort of a session before we came on air, didn't we? And you've delivered there. It's an interesting name. It's an interesting player, a type of player. I saw your show yesterday that you did. I don't know, you were in that seat anyway, and you were talking about it being a different type of midfield option because it's someone who can play in the front three as well. And he's played more really as a forward, as a number 10 than as a midfield player. But skill wise and what he's got, he's a runner, he's a passer, he's a creator. Cool. I saw Jesse Marsh compared him to David Beckham in the way he crosses and passes the ball. I've seen him compared a little bit to Kevin De Bruyne, which, you know, Not too bad names to be compared to. What I would say is he has a clause in his contract which expires tomorrow, so we should have some clarity on what's happening with him pretty soon, because you imagine that you don't want to be getting into a negotiating situation when you've got potential to just get a deal done. Liverpool have been, you could say played down, or you could actually say flat out denied, really. Whichever way you want to look at it, the feeling is that Newcastle was where he was going to go. They haven't denied, well, in fact, I think you can confirm that they've met with his representatives. I don't know if it was this week or previously, but they've met with his representatives to gauge a situation. I'm not convinced that what came out of that meeting was as encouraging as it could have been from a Liverpool point of view. I think there's still a chance. I mean, if you look at Newcastle, we're linked with Maddison, who's just gone to Spurs. Szoboszlai potentially is their follow-up to Maddison, isn't he? Or their alternative to Maddison. So I think it'll be interesting. The next 24, 36 hours, we'll probably see a little bit more developing on that. I'm interested. I mean, listen, as a player, and I remember seeing him, he played obviously for Salzburg against Liverpool. What was that, 2019? That great side that Salzburg had with Haaland, Minamino, Hwang. And he was obviously very highly rated at that point. Moving, he was obviously primed to do that, the Leipzig sort of journey that so many have done. He's done pretty well in Leipzig. I think he was one of the top assisters or creators in the Bundesliga last season. Played in the Champions League scored against Manchester City in the Champions League, teams like that. So he's definitely a player that's on the up and got a chance to potentially make the next step. I can see why people would see, you know, it's sort of coincidence in Fabio Cavallo going to Leipzig in a pretty early in the window and quite a rapid sort of deal. You know, is that sort of linked? I'm not convinced that that is the case, but I can see why people would make that connection. And that the position that he plays, obviously being able to play probably four positions really across midfield and the forward line, would make it interesting. The only thing I would say is, and we could probably go on to the Discord question that's below here on the agenda, but it isn't the type of player that we've seen. You know, it's a different type of player that Liverpool have been linked with elsewhere. You know, it's less of a out and out midfield player that's going to come in. And you could make an argument, I think you can make a very fair argument, that his skill set doesn't fix the issues that Liverpool had last season. Liverpool's issues wasn't that they didn't have someone who could cross the ball and create chances, and you know, their issue was that they didn't control games well enough. They didn't have a physical presence. They didn't, you know, get around the pitch often as much, and they didn't have that tactical sort of the legs or the tactical nous to sort of dominate midfield. I'm not convinced that Szoboszlai fixes that, but if they're going to go down a different way, and we go to the question from Bobby, he says, if you think Szoboszlai is signed, is that the biggest indication of a box midfield with him and McAllister next season? If he is signed, yes, I would say that's true. And I think it also means that Liverpool are just giving themselves a little bit more wiggle room with playing someone off the left, off the right.
Well, there's an AFCON thing happening, isn't there?
Yeah.
They haven't got anyone really to fill in for Mo Salah, so maybe it's that as well. But like, going pedalling back before we move on, Dan, it feels like, from what you're saying there, if I'm reading the tea leaves right, Liverpool's suggestion is that Newcastle feels more likely than Liverpool.
Nothing. Yeah.
Like, well, that's what his camp have indicated.
Yeah. You have to realise how these things work sometimes, in the sense that you can get that feeling and it can change overnight.
And it
might not even change overnight. You might just be told something that isn't true. But it was quite a Newcastle really with a team, and I wonder whether that's moved. You know, that meeting could well be that they've met with the representatives and told, well, actually Newcastle have missed out on Maddison. They're gonna go there, and sorry guys, you're too late. It could be, you know, the meeting could be, look, we're not paying €70 million. Can we do a deal? No, that's not. You know, there's a lot of, the meeting is the meeting, and these things happen all the time. You know, scouts, sporting directors, agents have meetings on a daily basis, you know, virtual, in person, on WhatsApp, whatever. But it's what comes from that meeting, really. It's you know, it's one thing to say, oh yeah, can we get a deal done? But it's another to actually get the deal done. And I haven't yet had any sort of inkling at Liverpool are sort of making any progress. I even think David Ornstein's piece, I think there was a line in it which said that Liverpool accepted a deal would be very difficult to get done. And that was in the, you know, the actual news piece. So it's an exciting name. It's an interesting link, but it's one I think we're gonna have to wait and see. I'm not prepping the background yet, put it that way, of the article. But I would like to, because I think he's a good player, and I think he would be a very interesting signing for Liverpool. And you know what? I hope this clip's getting shared on Monday of me looking stupid, because I'd like to see Liverpool have this player.
Actually, you're just reporting what you've been.
Well,
told.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, I would make no bones about the fact that David Ornstein is better informed than I am on pretty much any story that you wish to talk about. If you got him in here, I think your viewership would go through the roof.
No, I don't think so. Absolutely fine. Going back to the release clause thing, I saw some reports suggesting, it would even suggest that Newcastle were in the same boat, actually, that both clubs kind of thought that release clause was a bit high.
Yeah.
It was almost a case of, we're waiting for that to go, and then we can start the negotiating story. Because, yeah, listen, we like him, but we don't like him at €70 million. We like him at €50 million. And that isn't just a Liverpool thing. If it was reported, and I wish I had the guy's name, I've lost it at the minute, but like, both teams are suggesting maybe that's the case, where we'll wait for Friday, and then it becomes a case where maybe you try and do a deal with Leipzig.
Yeah.
And at the moment, there's no reason for them to sell until at this moment in time.
I think it is a high value. I think if you look at Maddison, obviously I know different situations, relegated club and contract situations, but if you look at Maddison going for 40 and Szoboszlai going for what, you know, £60 million plus, I don't think there's that much of a difference in the sense of the ability. You look at, you know, a Barea being linked around the same price. You look at Tonali at Milan, I think not dissimilar price. Mason Mount around that sort of thing. You know, it'd be a big move to make for someone who is still the tier below that level. And listen, as much as I think he's a very good player from what I've seen of him, I don't think he's a guarantee thing. I don't think he's one of them that's like, well, it's obvious that he's just going right to the top. You know, it's not. I don't think it is that case. Not like when De Bruyne, for example, left the Bundesliga and you thought, well, he is clearly going to become one of the best players around. You know, it's a high fee. And I think you've also got to realise as well that there's just a lot of midfield sort of plates moving at the moment. Obviously, one of them is going to move quite soon, it looks like, with Declan Rice. Obviously, the Spurs have just got Maddison, moves them into a different position, albeit they were probably shopping in a different market to a few clubs. You've got Newcastle still to get this Tonali deal done, but looking likely. City are then now being linked with a lot of other types of midfielders. Chelsea clearly looks like going to move for Caicedo, Mount to United. So there's a lot of sort of bits moving. And once those bits start moving, I think you might just see sort of things snow settle, if you like, and Liverpool sort of go, right, there we go. We don't need to worry about maybe competition in that area. We don't need to worry about can we convince this player. You know, we can settle on a target. But yeah, he's one that you can throw into the merry-go-round of midfield options. Albeit, to be honest, he's probably more of a wide player, isn't he? Or he has been in his career. You know, he'd be a converting midfielder, really, if Liverpool were to buy him and put him in a, you know, if they were to play him in the right side of a 4-3-3, that would be a sort of a bit of a change in his career. He's played more of a wide player. I think he was on the left initially at Salzburg and on the right more at Leipzig, probably as a number 10. So it's still there's still a bit of work to do to convert him into a midfielder. But talent wise, you know, you've seen him. You see the way he runs with the ball. You see the way he can pass, his delivery. His age.
He scores goals,
he creates goals. You know, I think he was double figures for assists in the Bundesliga last season. He's a player of big potential. But at the same time, it is still, if you're talking €70 million, you know, that would be a surprisingly high tag, I think.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, I said before, what the report, it was from Philip Hines, who works for Sky Sports News in Germany. Right. So that's who it was. You said both Liverpool and Newcastle feel that the clause was too expensive at the first step. According to our information, neither the Reds or Magpies made the official offer. They're both dueling for the Hungarian. So yeah, it felt like both. It's almost a case of like we like him, but we don't like him. $70 million, like him, and it feels like Newcastle are in that as well. Back to we touched upon earlier, Bobby's question about like what obviously if we signed him, it looks like a more attacking number 8. I had another question in the Discord from Jith, who said, "I've got it here," and he said along the lines of in David Ornstein's piece, he mentioned that Szoboszlai could be more the profile Liverpool are looking for. Do you reckon that makes sense? Because I was thinking about it before. They want a Mason Mount
Yeah.
And although Imasovs aren't the same, they are obviously more attacking midfielders. Since then, we've been linked with Kone and Thuram and Vega and Gravenberch, who are, you wouldn't call them goal-scoring midfielders, any of them.
Yeah.
So is there a world where maybe Liverpool like one of each because they're still looking for both? I don't know, because
I mean,
you would put Mount and Szoboszlai in a more similar category to each other, perhaps, than the names that have come out of that. Everyone's been reporting since, I suppose.
Yeah, but you would also put McAllister in that.
Yeah, true.
Bracket as well of Mount and, you know, less so Szoboszlai, but definitely Mount. Yep. You know, someone who's played off the flank, he's played as a number 10, he's played sort of, you know, deeper. So I think that's the question, isn't it? Does McAllister sort of fix that? Or not fix that, but is he that type of player? Because I still think you look at Liverpool's options in midfield, there's a lot of football in there. There's a lot of footballers in there, isn't there? You know, Harvey Elliott, Thiago, Curtis Jones, Stefan Bajcetic, Alexis McAllister. Is there a lot of dominant players in there? Are there enough dominant players who can go away to Brentford or, you know, wherever next season? And when you have to earn the right to play, you can stand up to the physical challenge of it. I think there's a big question over it, personally.
Yeah.
A huge question over it.
We saw last week.
You know, Trent's another one. You know, you can put Trent in the footballers' category if you want to put him as a midfielder. Is he a player that, you know, you're going to be able to just say, look, we're under pressure here. We're going to have to ride the storm for 15 minutes. Just stay in the game and then we can sort of try and play. I don't believe so. Does Szoboszlai change that? Probably not. Thuram? Thuram is a little bit, there's a bit of a contradiction with him because he's obviously a big physical unit, but the question is sort of, or the criticism is a little bit, does he use that enough sometimes defensively? That would be the aim for Liverpool, to try and teach him to do that. Gravenberch, a little bit similar, you know, really good sort of press resistant. You know, we'll go on to talk about Lavia, for example, but he's a bit more, they're more footballers than size. But they have got size as well. So I think it's interesting to see what Liverpool will do, because if they were to sign three sort of attacking midfield players or attack-minded midfield players, you know, let's say they've signed Thuram and Szoboszlai, you know, okay, we're asking a lot, but let's say they sign those two, does that fix the sort of the defensive issues that Liverpool had in the midfield? Because that's what it was. I don't think it wasn't a case of they weren't creating enough or they weren't scoring enough or all those things. It was a case of they were too easy to play against. They were far too easy to play through, play against, to get the better of, to knock out of their stride physically. Do they fix those? Possibly, but I still think there's a question that, you know, I think a lot of people would like to see Liverpool be stronger in midfield next season, as opposed to just adding in a few more footballers. But, you know, he can never have too many good players in his squad.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on the slower side, stuff like Neil said there. It could advance pretty quickly. We'll know by Friday pretty much about the release clause stuff, and then we'll go from there. But, yeah, it feels like Newcastle might have a little edge on that one at this moment in time. But obviously, things can change.
I mean, they've got Champions League football as well. You know, it feels ridiculous to be saying this after, you know, 12 months ago, you'd never, you know, but Newcastle have got the Champions League carrot. He's in the Champions League at the moment, played in it with Leipzig, he's qualified for it next season. You know, that might be what came out of the meeting. You know, the meeting could have been he wants to play in the Champions League, and that's, you know, I think Jürgen's pretty much, you know, said it repeatedly, hasn't he? That's the second someone sort of says that, it's the button gets pressed, doesn't it? But we'll see. But it's probably just another example for Liverpool fans, in a negative way, of just how hard it's becoming to sort of strengthen your squad. You know, they're having to, Liverpool have always had to sort of, you know, get a lot of decisions right. Now they're having to do it whilst other contenders are suddenly emerging. You know, Arsenal are suddenly back on the perch and, you know, spending a lot of money and getting players in. Newcastle are now suddenly making steps, you know, probably ahead of schedule in terms of getting in the Champions League. Manchester United look like they're starting to become a little bit more savvy and hard-nosed, rather than just, you know, going after names and things like that. So, yeah, it's a challenge, but probably of all the sort of people you'd want at the helm when you've got that kind of challenge, probably Jürgen Klopp, to create that sort of togetherness and, you know, that sort of underdog mentality, maybe he could be the ideal guy.
Yeah, and like I say, we'll keep an eye on that one and say if anything else breaks, I'm sure we'll have it to you as soon as we can. Hey guys, that was a clip from our Journo Inside Show. Twice a week over on Red Men Plus, we have Neil Jones in discussing the latest Liverpool news and rumours. If you want to go and check out that entire show, including talk about Nat Phillips, Reece Williams, Romeo Lavia, Gabby Vega, and of course Slobber's Light, then go over to redmenplus.com, sign up and check it out. I promise you, you'll enjoy it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional and unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.